Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the broadcast, we'll discuss the debate surrounding Senior Week in Ocean City, and we'll weigh the pros and cons of inviting thousands of recent high school graduates to the region each and every year. We'll hear from a number of students and the head of an organization that tries to give them an alternative to drinking and partying, and we'll find out what law enforcement officials are doing to help keep the kids safe and the businesses and the locals happy. But first, we'll dive into the region's headlines with Steve Green. He's the editor and publisher of the Maryland Coast Dispatch. There was some long-awaited news that finally broke this week concerning the vacant police chief position in Ocean City. Lieutenant Colonel Ross Buzzero, a 28-year veteran of the Baltimore City Police Department, beat out dozens of candidates in a national search, and he'll start the job on July 2nd. But according to Green, the timing of Buzzero's hiring seems just as notable as the long search to find him.
The process leading up to it was one of the things that we were really watching. Took an extensive amount of time, about 6 months, and it followed a national search, including several high-profile and current members of the Ocean City Police Department, including at least one of the acting chiefs and several others that had been in the trade for some time. So again, Ocean City kind of keeps with its trend of late with its high-profile openings of hiring outside. Mm-hmm. So looking past some internal candidates. But clearly, you know, just from what we've been able to learn about him, Buzzero is a very highly acclaimed officer. He's been involved in several initiatives in Baltimore City. You know, a quick search of him reveals, you know, that he has undertaken some major initiatives within the department up in Baltimore, including a recent training kind of FUPA that they had. So he is righted that ship and is coming here and expecting to start July 2nd.
It's interesting during this process because I was under the impression that several of those internal members, high-ranking internal members, each kind of got a turn at running the department for a certain amount of time. Is it peculiar at all to you that even though those gentlemen have such experience with the town of Ocean City and they know, you know, how big it gets in the summer and how small it gets in the winter, that the town still decided to go outside the area for the final candidate?
Yeah, I mean, it is peculiar to me, but I think what may have happened here, and again, you know, there's not going to be a whole lot of discussion as far as how this vote came about and how this decision came about, but my educated speculation is that the internal candidates were all equally qualified, mm-hmm. and more than likely kind of counterbalanced each other out because they were each pretty much equally qualified. Mm-hmm. So my speculation is that the Maryland Council decided they wanted to come with an outsider because they couldn't choose between these highly qualified internal candidates.
And, you know, the timing of this, as I mentioned, couldn't come at a better time for not only the town of Ocean City, but also the Ocean City Police Department, as in the past few weeks, we've had some pretty high-profile, headline-grabbing incidents that have occurred on the Ocean City boardwalk. And obviously, I'm noting the two stabbings that happened within a week's time. Tell me about these investigations. There has been a rampant rumor mill about an increased gang presence. Obviously, these violent crimes happening. There's been a lot of concern in the public. Tell me about that and what you're finding.
Every June, there is Ocean City basically becomes an urban area. Our population increases from 7,000 to a neighborhood of 300,000 on every given summer week. So it is really interesting that we have an urban commander coming in to a city at a time when we are an urban area. And you know, those stabbings that you mentioned, you know, they have rattled the town. You know, there's those incidents alone that rattle the town, a late night stabbing on the boardwalk where a man was dumped in a luxury hotel. And then there was another, what was more of like a domestic situation involving a couple, and the man stabbed three men up in North Ocean City. So you have it where it's kind of run the length of town. You have boardwalks involved and North Ocean City is involved. You know, and really what everyone is observing here is that we have a changing clientele this time of year. You know, late May is known for being June bug season. And some of the arrests are clearly June bug incidents. But I think where we get concerned and where the public gets concerned is where these discussions of gangs being involved and gangs coming down to mm-hmm. Ocean City. And there is documentation that there was some gang-like activity 2 weekends ago.
But unrelated to these stabbings.
Yes, unrelated to these stabbings, yes. But it was, the concern was that some of these guys, groups were coming down here to raise hell in our town. And there's social media documentation where we had screenshots sent to us where there was some sort of rivalry was going to be taking place in Ocean City. Mm-hmm. So these are things that don't sit well, obviously.
Sure. And the town obviously knows about these things, but it's interesting to me, especially where we are in the season, that the town walks this fine line between addressing problematic situations like crime, like gangs. At the same time, they have to walk the line between trying to keep up good PR for the people across the bridge that are reading headlines and deciding on whether or not they want to come down. This is obviously not a new problem for the town of Ocean City, but tell me how this situation, in your view, is going. Is the town walking that line well enough?
I mean, I think the town is walking that line well enough. You know, this is an interesting example. Last week, within an hour, we received email press releases, you know, received, like yourself, received press releases of events coming up and other things. Well, we received a press release from the police department about the stabbing on the boardwalk. And then an hour later, we received a press release from the Ocean City Public Relations Department about an event they were having in Northside Park called Arts Alive. There's the dichotomy of the how Ocean City works. You know, you've got this side that comes with a huge influx of people. That's the seedy side that no one really likes to talk about. But then we have another department that's trying to spread the positive vibes and the positive messages. These sorts of incidences, while they need to raise concerns, and the police department is obviously strapped to handle them, we do need to have some perspective and understand that this really is the case with any city or metropolitan area that has 300,000 people in it. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that crime sorts of stories shouldn't be on the back page by any means. They need to, the public has the right to know, and we're going to do that as you would do on your angle. Mm-hmm.
As the concern has grown, certainly in this month, I mean, for years, people have said, you know, do we really need the June bugs here? What are we asking for by inviting them here? What are the pros and the cons of having them here? The other thing is special events. Special events have become such a big thing for Ocean City as far as getting heads in beds, you know, getting large groups to come down here. Let's just look at this weekend, the Dew Tour, one of a town-sponsored event, something that has been a huge public relations champion for the town of Ocean City in the past several years. A similar demographic is targeted for the Dew Tour as what Senior Weekers are. But those two events, Dew Tour and Senior Week season, could not be viewed more differently.
I think it's a great point. You know, the Dew Tour, they just released their entertainment headliners for the week, say, last week. You know, and quite honestly, you know, I'm a 30-something, and I didn't recognize any of the names. You know, the fact is, on a Saturday night of the Dew Tour, there's going to be a free concert, and it's going to be a rough-looking crowd down there, which is not inconsistent with what we've been hearing complaints about in Ocean City over the last couple of weeks. So there is certainly an interesting relationship there. You know, the Dew Tour gets the headlines. The Dew Tour supposedly brings a lot of day trippers to town. It gets Ocean City on national television every year for the last 3 years. But with that comes the unpositive side. And, you know, you don't really hear that too much about the Dew Tour. Contrary would be the OC Car and Truck Show that was held the first weekend in June. That was also the same weekend as the OC Air Show.
Sure.
You know, those events, to me, are timed poorly. They shouldn't be on the same weekend.
Yeah. And their headliner during that event was a rapper with a very violent criminal past. And it was, you know, there was a link made to, you know, what kind of crowd is going to come down to see a rapper with a criminal past. You know, where's the line between opening and being welcome to many different demographics and trying to draw a line in the sand by what is good for all, not just one niche market on one particular weekend?
Boy, I mean, that's the question mark, I guess. You know, that's a great question. And the mayor and council is something they're going to have to weigh this year because, you know, the OC Car and Truck Show has been here, I believe it's 13 or 14 years. You know, that's, we weren't having these problems really 13 or 14 years ago, the specific problems that were had last weekend. So an argument can be made that it's not that event. But like you mentioned with the headline entertainment, I mean, there's no question that brought an element to town that maybe that people don't like to see, let's say. You know, and it's not always going to be families. And the fact is, in early June, many schools are still in, as you know.
Sure.
So they're not going to be down on the weekends. And, you know, with these events come some elements that perhaps aren't as appealing to the town as we would like. And it's going to be interesting for mayor and council. You know, I can't see the mayor and council saying to the OC car and truck show promoter, we want you to not come back anymore, or we want you to change your date. That's going to be an interesting discussion, because that promoter is probably going to say, hey, look, we have our security up there. Police department didn't have any issues with our event itself.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, by driving up and downtown, when you see these the vehicles that are associated with it, that is a different sort of clientele, that they're here for the OC car and truck show.
Sure. And you know, with any special event, let's say, you know, motorcycle weekend or the cruising weekend, there's always complaints about the noise, mm-hmm. or, you know, just the number of people that are on the roads.
Right.
It does come to a point where with any event, someone is going to be upset about it. Mm-hmm. The other thing about this is that some of these events, the town puts their name on, such as the air show, such as the Dew Tour, and other ones like the Car and Truck Show, they just rent out the mm-hmm. convention center. Where does the town get involved when it becomes an issue of public safety or crime upticks? I mean, is there a way to gauge it? What are their options at this point?
Well, I think looking at the data will be key. You know, they can compare the data from the weekends, you know, such as the weekend of the Car and Truck Show and the Air Show. They can compare that data with the weekend prior. They can compare that data with Memorial Day weekend. And then they can really hone in to see, is it event driven or not? You know, my guess is it's not. The OC Car and Truck Show should not be villainized, in my mind, for the crime uptick that we saw that weekend.
Has it impacted how summer has gone or how summer has perceived to be going? I mean, crowds are still coming each and every weekend. Businesses are busy, you know, and certainly when you get this many people in a small area, things happen that grab headlines. Is this summer any different than previous summer in your eyes?
I really would say no, it's not. I think we need to give it some time as well. I think a month from now, if we're still seeing the same headlines, the stabbings, the multiple arrests, the fights, then we have an issue.
Steve Green is the publisher and the editor of the Maryland Coast Dispatch. Steve, always nice chatting with you, and thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
To learn more, click to our website, wamucoast.org. Take a quick break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland.